give it to me like.
Welcome to Cocktails for Breakfast. I'm your host, Sophie.
And I'm your host, Bailey.
And today we are talking about social media.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. How we love it.
And hate it.
And hate it. But that's okay. So basically we wanted to first talk about how people are showing up on social media these days. What does it mean? Is it a highlight reel?
Are we over it?
Are we over it?
I'm over it.
I'm definitely over it.
Sophie and I are so over it. And I guess that's kind of what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And how, like, I know I talk to you about this all the time. I know we have notes, but this idea just popped into my head.
So Go for it.
I feel like I get sucked into the social media vortex. Mm-hmm. I'm out of it. Like, it's almost like there's two, let me put my coffee down here. There's two worlds. It's like reality. And then it's almost like the Matrix movie where I turn into Neo and I get plugged into Instagram. And then I'm in that world. And I feel like then I'm out of it, then I'm in it, then I'm out of it. And I hate getting sucked back into it, even though I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I mean, I think I know that that's how you feel about it too, because we've had multiple conversations about it. Is I personally noticed at the beginning of my business, I was using it as a tool, obviously, to talk about my business and stuff like that. But then I just realized how I was like losing flair, losing creativity, trying to post every day, trying to show up in a certain way that I thought that people enjoyed, which is that's the whole battle too. Sometimes it's the pressure, it's the comparison, it's like putting out content just to put out content. I'm like, no, like I can't do that. I had no energy.
Yeah.
Because like, don't forget, I started basically going on social media and using it for my business personally when I was pregnant with my first. So it was kind of like I was bringing people along my journey with my business and my pregnancy and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I was like, it just needs to feel natural too. And I feel like that's where people fall short sometimes. Mm. What do you think?
Oh my God. I think so many things. I'm trying to collect my thoughts. So for me, I think what works for me is that I don't care. Mm. It's too much effort to put effort into it. And I think that's why I struggle sometimes with content creation, because I don't want to be a niche. I just want to be me. I just want to document me. And I feel like I'm doing that now, so it feels more organic and fun. But at the end of the day, it's just a tool. Like, I don't love consuming social media, but when I do, it's usually things that lift me up. And I think sometimes we get stuck, like you were saying, in the comparison, but also everyone's life is a highlight reel. Now, one thing I do like about TikTok, I will say, is it is more raw. Mm. It's almost like Instagram stories. So I do find myself over there more. But at the end of the day, I think that social media, it can just be exhausting sometimes. And I don't think I'd really necessarily have it if it wasn't for the business, which then makes me rethink, like, why in the hell do I have social media then?
Yeah. No, honestly. And again, like the highlight reel and the love-hate relationship that I know I have with social media, I work my business with it. I post and I, you know, put out a few stories, but to be honest, and then I put my phone down. Guys, you're not going to like this, but I do not consume social media that much. Is then people think because of the podcast and what we're doing and all the things that they see us a lot on there, but we do post our stuff because we love the storytelling aspect of it. And we do love bringing people onto our journey and stuff like that. But I think that once I'm done doing that material, the whole point is for me to put my phone down.
You get in and out like a one night stand.
Exactly. So well put. But you know what I mean? I feel like it's just, and that's where people get into the pattern and I'm looking for my word right now, but basically they just get into this thing where they are so consumed by it that they cannot put their phone down. Like, even I've had conversations even with Chris sometimes, and he's just like scrolling just to scroll, and he's not even looking at the stories. It's kind of like this dopamine thing, right? It is a dopamine thing, you know? Yeah.
That's all that it is. It's like you're getting your next hit, right? Like, all right. Yeah. Even for me, like, I don't go on social media to post and say, look at me, look what I'm doing, because I actually think people have audience fatigue, which you and I talk about, because I obviously go on and kind of see, because we're in the business of network marketing, and a lot through the pandemic was all online. But I think so many people are so fatigued, and that's why I'm so excited about in-person stuff and truly connecting. And we kind of talked about this earlier today. Like, I'd much rather have someone come over and we have some wine, I don't know, get some pizza, some sushi, and just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Versus connecting we could hang out for an hour or we could talk for 2 weeks on my phone. Like, I just am over that. It's like, I want to have a real connection with people. And if I go, hey, what's up? And then tomorrow you reply. And then the next day I reply. I know we're kind of talking about the DMs now, but I'm like, this doesn't feel fluid.
No.
It's exhausting. And I just don't enjoy it.
I do feel like the crazy thing is that we do see that some things are getting more and more popular when it comes to social media, but I feel like people are getting back into like putting the raw material out there. It's less edited. It's less perfect. People are showing more home videos. The filters are still there, but I kind of feel like the filters are kind of like dissipating a little bit too, because people again have had and are having audience fatigue, where it's kind of like, oh, well, it's fake. Like, what is real anymore? You know what I mean? Like, real relationships, real conversations, real imagery, real like videography. And it's like, there's a lot of talented people out there, but it takes the talent out when you like paste stuff on top of each other when it comes to like the editing aspect and stuff like that. I have had audience fatigue for sure. And that's where I'm like, you know what? This social media game is not necessarily for me. And as a consumer, and that's the best advice that I do tell either my team or people that are coming to us for social media, because it's crazy because they're coming to us for social media tips. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you how I really feel about it.
But also, we're not like crazy. It's not like we know how to build like a crazy
account.
We're
just present, right? And I feel like people like it. For the reasons of, we're just taking you on a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're still doing the things. And what I told this person, I was like, you know what? All you have to do is work your social media like you are as a consumer. Like, what do you like to watch? What do you like to listen to? What do you like? And it's, I see, like, personally, my platform that I love so much is Instagram, because it's a storytelling platform. But essentially, I just tell them, like, it's like flipping through a magazine. It's like flipping through a newspaper, and you're going to see articles that interest you. You're going to see beautiful imagery. You're going to see things that you're like taking into somebody's life a little bit, lifestyle and stuff. That's what interests me when it comes to social media and Instagram particularly. But I feel like, I don't know. I'm able to put my phone down and I'm able to be like, okay, like even in my personal life, I bring up some stuff about my personal life, but not that much.
Yeah.
Where people are like,
I think there's a balance between being vulnerable, and we have this with what we do, because it is storytelling. We want to bring people on the journey, just like the journey of the podcast. And we have a little secret project on its way. Yeah. So we're going to bring you on that journey. But it's about, I love being raw and unedited. I know in my stories now, like, I'm trying to ditch the filters and just be myself. It's so much easier, and it feels a lot more fun than trying to be curated and looking at the metrics and being consumed by that. And sometimes I think it's so easy to get consumed by those things, and it takes up so much like mental capacity. And I'm like, wow, like, I'm putting all this mental capacity and all this pressure on myself for an app,
for what
reason? Exactly. Like, I'm just someone's dopamine hit, you know what I mean? But it is so a part of growing your business nowadays. It's not like it used to be. Things are moving all the time. So that's why also I'm like, you know what, building something in person, I know we're kind of mostly just talking about social media, but real life, real connections. And I know you can build community. And I feel like we've done a good job at that through social media. And I love that I can connect with people all over the world. I do like that aspect. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to work, sometimes I feel like the pressure. I don't like the pressure of social media. And if you're someone who consumes a lot of social media, my tip for you is to consume stuff that makes you feel good. Like if you're following fitness people and then you feel like shit, like stop following them. I had to do that for a while. But now that I'm into fitness, I'm following them to learn new tips, new tricks, and it's exciting. But there was once a time where it made me feel like crap. So it's just, you know, our home decor. You and I love sharing. Today we shared like the coolest cover plate. For a,
like the simplest,
like a fucking light switch. I was like, we need these. But like,
you know, you're adulting when you share a light switch plate.
See, so like that stuff I'm into. But the whole comparison, like if it's a girlfriend of mine, and I know we, our team struggles with this, where it's like, I don't want to post. It's like you're posting for your business. You got to separate it from your life. Right? You're posting for your business. And it's like, if I want to catch up with my girlfriend, Ashley, let's say, it's like, I want to invite her over to catch up or ask her how she's doing and her kids are doing and this and that. Not consume it on Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, the I think the importance and the weight that people put into their posts, and for example, like in this type of business, like we've heard it a million times, the post and pray. I'm like, I will never, ever put that amount of pressure on a post that I feel that like just that will give me that type of return for my business. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm not explaining it well, but it's basically like I just, okay, your worth has nothing to do with the post and the material you put out there. I truly believe it's about the message. So you could literally have a black screen and have three impactful words on your screen and that would deliver as much as you spending an hour on a reel. Like we've heard that so many times before. Oh my gosh, I've spent 30 minutes creating this reel and I just ended up deleting it because I didn't like it. First of all, your first mistake, it shouldn't take you that long. Second of all, it's because you're overthinking it. And thirdly, what's your message? Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, what is your message that you want to impact people that way or give them a thought or make them smile, make them laugh, make them think, make them cry, whatever it is. Like that's where you got to really, you know, check yourself when it comes to social media.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't we do some tips and tricks now that we've vented about our true feelings about social media. We do know a few things. So I think we should give you some knowledge. Yes. I'm looking over here at the screen. memory, mom brain. So would you use social media? Would you have an account if it wasn't for your business? What do you think?
That's a tough one. Honestly, I don't know if I would, because that's the thing. Like we hear about this all the time. Oh, you know what, Sophie, like your Instagram used to be about your kids and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, guys, for me, social media is a business tool. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but for me personally, social media is a business tool. Like I have my family life. I have my private life. I don't necessarily have to broadcast that to everybody every single day, right? Like I do like the fact that, you know, you could see cute pictures and stuff like that, but essentially it's a great tool for your business and to bring people on. With that being said though, I feel like it has to be, it has to mean something to you, and it has to like be kind of like an, like when people look at your social media, they can by your feed have an idea of who you are a little bit. What do you think?
It's like your portfolio.
It is.
Or your business card. For me, because I've been using it for so long and before I did hair, so obviously I use it for hair, but I don't know. I definitely wouldn't put the weight I put into it. No. I think I'd be that person that posts sporadically. I do feel like I use it as a business tool. I look at it as a business tool. How can I put a message across? How can I connect? How can I deliver? But if I wasn't in this business, I probably just wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I truly wouldn't. I'd probably follow a few people, but I don't think I'd be like checking it the way I do now.
No.
Which also just kind of makes me wonder.
Is it necessary?
Is it necessary? So with that being said, we are going to leave you with some tips, and I'll go first. I know I already said that. If you are trying to build a business online, I want to talk to you a little bit about your like, know, and trust. So a big reason why we are huge on social media is it's a great way, huge for our business, guys. Not huge if we didn't have a business, but it's a great way to build your like, know, trust. When people get to know you, they end up liking you, and that builds trust with your audience. Yeah. So that right there is why you need to be consistent. And through that like, know, and trust, you build your business, and then you can also sell and monetize the product that you have in your hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my tip would definitely be just like throughout your day, just document your day. Like put your camera on, put the cinematic like we just do on our phones, or your video, or just the little moments throughout your day. If you're somebody that's into like motherhood, fashion, decor, and all that stuff, those five pillars, just like document your life here and there, and then you can just paste some videos together. It doesn't have to be difficult.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be edited. It doesn't have to be, definitely not perfect, but that's my favorite part is when I do put out reels, like I just put a bunch of videos I recorded together with a nice song, because I want people to have an emotion. Like I want to draw an emotion and a feeling, because that's when they connect with me.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that. And what you're saying about the five pillars, you know, something we talk about is like, what's your brand stand for? What are the five pillars? For us, we do network marketing. So we pick our product. It's Monate, it's shampoo, it's skincare. So that's one of our pillars. Our other pillars could be talking about our decor, our family life, our friendships, and we love food and cocktails. Yeah. So whenever it's like, how do we create content? We pick for one of those five key things. So it keeps us kind of narrowed and on a path of what we're going to show up and talk about. Like we said, we don't really give too much thought to it. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be playful. But we also get that sometimes you're just like, I want to tap out. Yeah. I don't know if I like this too much. And if that's the case, just dial it back and think about how you're building your like, know, trust. How can you invoke a feeling or a message? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are the five things that you stand for?
I love that.
Yeah.
If you're feeling burned out by it, and if you feel like you're getting even like creative fatigue, I want to say, like, just take a minute. Nothing's bad's going to happen to your social media, and like, it's not going to disappear. And you know what I mean? You're not going to be kicked out of it. So just think about that. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode, and be sure to check our newest episode this Monday. It will be a dropping, and until then, have a great week.
Have a good one, guys. Give
it to me like... Okay, so if you enjoyed this episode, you want to hear other things, I'd love for you to like, comment, and share, and tag a hoe, you know?